Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy.
I could listen to that song all day long. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. David Hochberg is with us. How are you today?
I'm tremendous. How are you?
I'm doing well. I understand you got a big TV appearance this afternoon. Are you wearing makeup?
Not yet. I have it in the car. It's probably melting, but anything's better than what I got going, raw face, going into that TV studio.
Yeah, because when you walk in there, David, you know all the other people on camera will have heavy makeup on, and you will look terrible if you don't at least put something on.
Yeah, I shine.
Yeah.
Like, you're shining. I'm like, all right, what am I?
Powder.
I'll get right on that.
You know David Hochberg. He hosts a show every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock called Home Sweet Home Chicago. Millions, I would venture to say, millions of people from across the nation listen. And of course, you're always helping people with mortgages and refis. And, you know, everybody is getting hit hard. We're talking shrinkflation. We're watching our 401ks go down. And then last week, we hear economic hurricane, and we're like, what? What is happening now? So tell us what you can do. How could you help us, David?
Yeah, we're kind of being put in a vise. Our listeners are put in a vise, and they're getting squeezed in every single direction. I've got an event on Oakbrook later tonight, so I'm going to get guests out there to fill up because it's cheaper out there. And so on the way down, I stopped off and put 4 gallons of gas in my tank. It was like $30-some, right? To get me over the hump. So everybody's feeling the same type of pressure. We've all seen the pictures, right? Everybody's got a car, knows what it is. Anybody that goes to the grocery store knows we're getting kicked in the head. And what's happening, Lisa, is everybody's feeling it. And how do we know this? Because a report just came out that for the third straight month, credit card balances in the United States have increased over $30 billion. We are now, as a country, have eclipsed the $1 trillion mark. We are at its highest levels ever at $1.1 trillion. That's with a T, which is a lot of zeros and a lot of money. And what's happening, not only are our listeners carrying credit card balances, because, again, I've said this hundreds of times on the station, the typical credit card carrying listener has about $20,000 to $40,000 worth of credit card debt. That's what we see every single day when we pull credit reports. The challenge is, Lisa, they're buying the same amount of goods, but those goods are costing them more money. So that 20 is now inching up to 25 to 30, and that top number has gone from 40 to 45 to 50. And what that's doing is, without changing any buying patterns, that's putting pressure on their credit scores, because their balances and their availability, right, on their credit cards, mm-hmm, is shrinking. And as your availability shrinks, your credit score goes down. So the higher the limit you carry on your credit cards, the worse it is for your credit score. So when you go to try to do something, refinance or get a line of credit, your credit scores are too low to do anything. So what I am recommending right now, you have Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan Chase, pretty smart guy. Okay, you've got the head, a gentleman, but last name of Fink, who runs BlackRock. I think that's the name, BlackRock, huge investment firm, right? Predicting an economic slowdown. You've got the World Bank already dialing down their growth expectations from 4% down to the 2s. So everybody out there is saying that we're going into some rough waters here. So what do? You've got to get into a defensive mode. What do? Then you contact your credit card companies immediately, and you're like, I'd like to triple my available my credit limit. Okay, why triple it? Well, because you can, right? I mean, it's just a simple ask. And if they come back and say, well, you know, we can't triple it, we're going to double it. Okay, listen, that's a win for our listeners. Why is that a win? Because if you have $1,000 worth of credit availability, Lisa, on your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, okay, and you're carrying a $250 balance, which most of our listeners are carrying right now, unfortunately, because they don't have the wherewithal to pay it off. If you are continue your normal spending patterns, that $250 with $5, $6 gallon gas and food going up 30%, if you could find the food you want to buy, is going from $250 to $500. So you went from 25% capacity to 50% capacity. Once you cross over that 30% capacity level, once you go over that $300 level in this example, your credit scores start coming down. As you go to 50%, it comes down even more. So if you could call your credit card company, the 800 number on the back of your credit card, this is a simple defensive mode for every listener, and request that they triple your limits. Why? Because you just want to have availability. You're going to be traveling this summer. You want to have some availability. The kids are going away to camp. The kids are going away to college. You just want some extra flexibility. And you've been a good boy, a good girl, a good payer, and they'll look at your credit history, and you should be able to get approved over the phone. So if you're carrying a $250 balance on a $1,000 credit card, you're at 25%. If you carry $250 on a $2,000 limit, you're at 12.5%. So the more availability our listeners have, that's just a simple defensive mode that our listeners could do to protect themselves as we're going into some rough waters.
As long as you don't rack it up and go spend a grand.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying go to Apt and get a widescreen TV, okay? I'm just talking about the four T's. I call it the four T's, toothpaste, toilet paper, tampons, transportation, right? I mean, your toothpaste is costing more money. Your transportation is costing more money. Your toilet paper is costing more money. I don't know about tampons because they don't use them, but what I'm saying is all the other three things, everything's more expensive, and They're not getting any cheaper anytime soon. So you've got to go into a defensive position.
And you want to know what? Today, the headlines say that the latest shortage, the latest supply issue is tampons.
Oh, well, there you go.
You're going in, the store's shelves are empty.
Well, okay, I'll take your word on that. I got to walk past that aisle and come the 4th of July, I use them like fireworks because I like my fingers. But again, everything under the sun is costing more money, so our listeners have to
defend themselves. I'm sorry, I just tuned in. What are you two talking about?
Fireworks. Okay. We're talking about fireworks. Go back to sleep. Tacos.
David Hochberg, you hear him every Saturday morning, Home Sweet Home Chicago. You can always reach out to him at 855-56-DAVID. We'll come back. If you've got a question, 312-981-7200. But Mary's got to check on weather and traffic. Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Thank you for joining us. David Hochberg, a familiar voice on this radio station, and you'll see his face on TV, is in the studio for the next 15 minutes. So if you have a question or you want to chat with him, 312-981-7200. And David, you know, on Thursdays, I do a Thank You Thursday, and today we are thanking volunteers.
Yeah.
So let me say thank you to you, because what you've done with outfitting Chicago police officers and dogs with bulletproof vests is really commendable. So thank you. That was an effort on your own.
Yeah, no, it was an effort. It was a joint effort with the Chicago Police. Well, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate that. It was a joint effort between the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, Alderman Matt O'Shea and his fine staff, Marty, and all those, all of his crew, and Kevin McDonough, one of the sales reps here at WGN Radio, for putting it together. And all of the heavy donors, Walsh Construction came in with, I believe it was IBEW, and they donated like $64,000, and Eddie Olchek and Dennis Savard, a bunch of hockey players, donated some sweaters that we auctioned off. So it was a great event. Thank you. I'll thank the WGN listeners who stepped up and helped us reach our $250,000 goal. So we're having a meeting coming up here in the next couple of weeks to plan for next year. Our goal is going to be $500,000, and we're going to figure out a way to do that. So, yeah, that was a great day. I learned a lot. I met some great cops. We got their stories out there that the bulletproof vest saved their lives, and it was very rewarding to give back to the police officers of the city who constantly get crapped on from many different directions.
David Hochberg is with us, and a question just came in for David. What's the best way to do a loan for a renovation? I'd like to keep my existing mortgage and just take a loan out for the amount of the renovation.
Yeah, that's a great question, because let's face it, Lisa, we just had a great run, okay, a two-year run of record low interest rates in the twos. So if our listeners have something that starts with a two or begins with a three, it's kind of tough to roll into something that's going to start with a five, possibly six, if you want to do a renovation loan. So the best way to do it is take a look at whatever equity you have in your home. Again, we've had massive run-ups in values, so you should have equity in your home if you've been living there for the past three, four, five plus years. And take a look at doing a home equity line of credit with our friends at BMO Harris. That's the best way to do it. It's a variable rate loan. I think they're going up to 85% now. They used to go up to 89, but now they're going up to 85. It's just a checkbook against your house. I have another relationship with a different bank that will lend you money against your assets, an unsecured line up to $100,000. But those rates are a little higher than what the team at BMO Harris. So if you're interested in something like that, just give me a call at 855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com, send me an email, david@56david, and I'll connect you with our team at BMO Harris.
You've never corrected me, because every time I do one of your commercials, I say 56 David. You could have told me it's 56 David.
Well, that's what it is. The number 5, the number 6, david.com. 56 is, yeah. So just instead of spelling it out, just type in the number 5, the number 6. I don't know where that other one goes. I guess I should claim that as well.
Hey, another thing that we need to discuss is those people who want to purchase a home at this point. Maybe their lease is expiring, or maybe they've been building a house and now they've got to secure a loan. We're kind of in hot water right now, aren't we?
Yeah, well, again, it goes to the market is the market. If you want to drive from here to Las Vegas for a vacation, or here to wherever, you know, Wisconsin to go to your summer home, or Michigan to go to your summer home up there, you got to fill up your tank with gas, okay? So last year, your gas was $2.30 a gallon. Now it's close to $6. So if you want to make that ride, you're going to pay the bill. Same thing with the mortgage. If you want to buy a home today, it's going to start with a 5, possibly a 6, depending upon your credit score. So the best thing that you can do, our listeners can do, the top three things that determine the interest rate on your mortgage are credit scores. So you need to get into position to start strengthening your credit. Go with the less down payment. If for everybody out there who hates PMI, guess what? PMI is your friend. If you're putting down 20% and you're carrying $30,000 worth of credit card debt, number one, your credit's getting blasted because you're carrying $30,000 worth of credit card debt. And you're better off taking that larger down payment, paying off your credit card debt, getting rid of that monthly payment. That $30,000 with the credit card debt is costing you about $1,200 a month if you go off of the 4% minimums. That $1,200 credit card payment is the equivalent today of about a $200,000 mortgage. Plus, you're crushing your credit score. So by eliminating that credit card debt, you're saving $1,200 a month until your lease expires. Your credit's getting stronger every single day. Do not shut the credit cards down after you pay them off. Keep them open and go on a butter noodle, apple and water diet, okay? Or go get a second job. That's what I did when I bought my first home. If I didn't need it, I didn't buy it. I started waiting tables again when I bought my condo at 2800, because I wanted more money for a down payment. So guess what? I had a 9-to-5 job Monday through Friday. I went and started flipping corned beef sandwiches. I did doubles on Saturdays and Sundays at $5 a bill, right? Because back then the average bill was $25. So if I got 20%, I got $5 for a tip. So that's what you got to do. You got to think a big picture. Less, zero credit card debt, smaller down payment, higher credit scores is going to be where you want to be. And then when rates come down, when they run this thing into the rocks, when we do, you know, the same people that said, don't worry about inflation, are now saying we're going to have a soft landing. I ain't trusting them, Lisa, okay? You know, fool me once.
I'm with you.
Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me. Guess what? I'm bracing for impact. So when we hit the rocks, okay, and we go into a recession, which most people are are predicting. Guess what they're going to do? In order to get this economy stimulated and going again, they're going to drop rates. So at that time, we'll call you and we'll drop you into a lower rate and refinance you. I've been doing this 21 years. I've been through four or five of these cycles, Lisa, right? It was great when they're going down. It sucks when they're going up. You just got to deal with it. And when they come back down again, guess what? Everything will be fine. You could refinance into a lower rate and save a ton of money. But it is what it is right now. But the credit scores are the key.
All right. That's it. Call him 855-56-DAVID. It's David Hochberg. And don't miss his show, Home Sweet Home Chicago. It airs Saturday mornings at 10. Where can we see you on TV this afternoon?
WGN News 435. I'm heading down there now to sit in the green room. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for
joining us.
Helping me promote it. Have a great day.
Steve Bertrand has your news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up next.
WGN.